a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. It's Joel at the first caller of the night had mentioned TNR, and that is a network that I operate. And it's something that I do, that we run this program on that network as well. And I want to say hello to everybody listening there. Also to everybody listening on KU Satellite. They've got a dish, they paid the price, and they tune in with it. And then those are really inexpensive. RBN, I think on the website you can get it for $179.95, something like that, at republicbroadcasting.org. And you can tune into a lot of stuff. From what I understand, on that particular satellite, you can even get some raw television feeds as well. Plus, you can watch television from all over the world, quite honestly. You know, there's so many ethnic groups in this country that the stuff just gets beamed right in here. And a lot of different Patriot networks are up there as well, including RBN. And on Galaxy 25, I think that's what the satellite RBN is on as well. That seems to be what most everybody's on. But you can get one of those dishes for next to nothing and put it up on the side of your house facing to the south. And boom, you've got, you know, right there. In your living room or wherever, and you're not tied to a computer. I also want to say hello to everybody listening on low-power FM stations all over the country and to our micro-operators that are there. More people tonight. I was talking in the Midnight Rider Show chat room earlier to more people looking at putting micros up. And I just can't emphasize enough the need to get these micros up and to get them up and running and get them going, because it's big. Like I keep telling you, you get us 1,000, 2,000 of these stations, and we will take on the mainstream media in their own front yard, and we will defeat them. Because they cannot deal with the truth. All they can do is call us names like terrorist and this and that. I mean, that's all they can do. By the way, Senate Bill 1959, that's that homegrown terrorism bill that passed the House from Jane Harman. That was H.R. 1955. Could come up for a vote this week. I don't know if it's been scheduled. But we do need to get on the phone to our senators and say, no, dude, you vote yes on this, and we make it our mission to send you home. Period. End of story. You may have 2 years. You may have 4 years. You may have just gotten there. But when the time comes, bub, you'll go bye-bye. So enjoy it while it lasts, or you play ball with us, and this is how it's done. Lobbyists peddle them with influence and that thing. Why not us? We influence them with our votes. So you either vote for the way we want you to, or you're out of here. All right, Vicki in Idaho is holding on the phone. We will talk to her when we come back. Plus, we'd like to talk to you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I try my head again. I try not to sink in. This world I made from you, for you. And I dream you're standing.
Writer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to the telephone. Vicki in Idaho. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hi,
how are
Mike.
You tonight?
Speaking of slavery, did you know that slavery was basically legalized under the WTO?
Yeah, I did.
It's
know
called the trade in services, and a service is a person or a job, and so. Under the GATS agreement, the Uruguay round, I think that was signed in 95, somewhere around there, about the same time that the WTO was signed, they agreed to free trade in services. And so that's why they need to set up this guest worker program. And what it's going to be is a human resource management system. So that it's kind of like a trade authority for trade in services. So it's really, right. I mean, it's slave trade is what it is.
Yeah, and they wanted to create a whole slave class of people here to do allegedly the jobs that Americans won't do. And they're right, Americans won't do the job for the prices that for the wages these people want to pay.
Right, but it's not just happening in the U.S. It's happening all over the place. You remember
right.
that case in Iraq? where they brought in workers from, I think, out of India or Thailand or somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. And they made those people pay recruitment fees for those jobs, you know, where
right.
they had to, like, mortgage their homes and just, you know, to get the money to pay the recruiter that got them the job over in Iraq. And when they got over there, they basically held them as slaves. They didn't pay them, weren't feeding them very well, mm-hmm. and, you know, having them build that monument to the travesty that is Iraq.
Right, and the thing about that, Vicki, is here these people are, they're being paid slave wages, have paid it all. There's been Filipinos, Indonesians have been brought over as well. Same thing happened there, and everything about that embassy is falling apart. Nothing works because it's shoddy workmanship. Hey, if you're not going to treat people decent and you're not going to feed them right, they're not going to do a good job for you because they can't.
Mm-hmm. That's true, and it's not clear that they really had the skills to do it anyway.
Probably not.
You know, because they were recruited from the outlying rural areas. They were basically farmers and, you know, people like that. And you can't bring farm people in from, you know, to build what would be a 21st century building. Can't do it.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But hey, you know, I mean, what else do we expect? I mean, we're eating poison turkey.
I know. Everything is just so insane. It's unbelievable. You know, when I first really started figuring out all this stuff, I swear to God, I thought I'd slipped into the Twilight Zone. You know,
no doubt.
Something happened, and this is not the world I was living in.
No.
No way.
I mean, you know, I would never. You know, I woke up in 2005, and before that, I would have never imagined half of the stuff that I've come across, and I don't know near enough. I mean, there are people in our audience that know about 10 times what I know and amaze me, you know, all the time with what they do know. But this stuff, you just think, oh, there's no way that people would be like this to other people.
I know. It's truly unbelievable. It's like, I don't know, Beelzebub was turned loose on our world somehow, and he's controlling it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, these people are pretty demonic and occultic. They're psychopaths, they're sociopaths. They don't give a rat's butt about anybody but themselves. I mean, you know, literally and figuratively, that's all they care about.
Well, you know what, though? The people that are ignoring all of this are equally bad.
Yes,
because they're aware. They have to be aware of what's going on. I mean, you know, when you listen to the news and you listen to everything that's going on, what they're doing is it's psychological warfare against the American people. You know,
right.
jobs that Americans won't do. Well, what does that say? It says that Americans are lazy, they're really not good for anything, we've got to bring in these hardworking foreign people. On the high end of the scale, they're saying, well, you know, these people from this third world country, India, are much better educated, much more highly skilled workers. American children must not be trainable. You know, so it's an entire psychological strategy against the American people on every level, economic, cultural, social, and any way you care to name it.
Right, and you know, when you get Karl Rove back in 2003 admitting that they create the reality, they can make the reality whatever they want it to be, and if they sell it hard enough and long enough, people will buy into that reality, regardless of what it is, whether it's socially, whether it's about what's going on in Iraq, about 9/11, anything.
Mm-hmm.
If they sell that lie often enough, and it's a big enough lie, people will buy right into it, and they do, because they're expecting to be told the truth, because in their mind, they wouldn't do those type of things. They just don't have those type of thoughts that run through their heads that these people do.
Yeah, well, it's totally unexpected.
Right.
That the most respected, supposedly the most respected, well-educated people in this country in public life that are supposed to be so highly regarded lie absolutely to your face on just about everything. I mean, it's just kind of unbelievable that they would be that way. Because, yeah. I mean, what makes a person a respected member of the community? They're supposed to, you know, have a set of moral values that makes them leaders. I mean, you know, we grew up, or at least I did, I grew up in the Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
You know, all that stuff, you know, where the good guys always win and our guys are the good guys. And, geez, it turns your whole world upside down when you find out it's all a lie.
Right, and the only person who ever got in trouble was Larry Mondello.
Who's Larry Mondello?
He was Beaver's friend. He was the little chap.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I like Larry Mondello much better than I did Eddie Haskell.
Well, I think, you know, all of the people in our government are Eddie Haskell's.
Exactly.
You remember how he was so polite and so, but you know, when he was by himself with his friends, he was the demon kid.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, what a fine dress you're wearing today. You look quite lovely in it. Yeah, yeah. Definitely the Twilight Zone, Vicki.
Yep.
You want a turkey? We got them. Mm-hmm. Lots of turkeys.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to say is slavery is alive and well. And
yeah, indeed it is. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We are living in the Twilight Zone. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443 here to join the Midnight Rider. And we are. I mean, it is just one element after the next of a I mean, at best, we're sharecroppers, folks. We give the best of our labors and our fruits, and we get to keep the rest, and the amount of what we have to give continues to go up. And the old mantra of, well, you ought to live in Europe. They have to pay more taxes. Well, hey, I don't live in Europe. I don't want to live in Europe. If I wanted to live in Europe, we'd pack up and go to Europe. We'd have to swim because we couldn't afford the trip, but we'd get there one way or the other. But the thing is, I don't elect to live in Europe. I like to live here. You ought to be glad you're not paying $5 a gallon like they are in Europe. I'm not in Europe. You know, we have a constitution that people are supposed to follow. They don't. And so we are in this system, and we're supposed to be grateful that the Mazda and the big house is going to bestow on us a tax refund. Oh, well, thank you. Or give us a little grant for this or a little deduction on that. And people just get all excited about it. It's like Christmas when the tax refund arrives. When you shouldn't have had to pay it in the first place. We were talking on my afternoon show today about, you know, 40% is about the average, I think, about the average tax that most people pay. Could you imagine 40% being injected of your income and the income of everybody being injected back into a local economy, what that would do? And what a boon for so many towns and cities and farmers and, I mean, just everybody that would be. I mean, it would be huge. And yeah, you know, you have your sales taxes and that type of thing. And so the potholes get filled, the trash still gets picked up, all of that. But no, let's just rape you and rob you right off, you know, from the get go, and watch your money go down a hole. Government is never the solution to anything. They screw it up. Why? Because they've got to justify their own existence there. Oh, we've got to keep this project running for a while. Want this grant to go? We're going to have it extended here. We've had some unforeseen things happen here. And, well, we need some more money. How much more? Well, another $100 million. Well, this was only a $30 million project. Oh, well, the $100 million will be just fine for us. And so you've got all these people, all these government agencies with their hands out, people out here with their hands out, and there ain't no more money in your hand out, so we're just printing more. It's not worth anything. Enjoy it. Paper, it's pretty paper, lots of pretty ink. Hold it up to the light, looks really cool. You get to see the magnetic strip and everything. Back in a minute with more. They're saying actually the gold will go up to $2,000 an ounce. Geez, somebody needs to call Robbie Noel. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Dollar can drop as much as 90%. So it's 90% of what, like a 2 or 3 cents? That ain't much. I was at a convenience store today, and we were somebody had dropped like a dime or something, and we're really excited to pick it back up. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, the melt value of the dime is more than the dime is worth. Because you know, even a penny is, you know, not worth anything. I think the melt value last time I checked for like a nickel was like 6 cents. Boom, you know, if you could melt those, boom, you instantly make 20% on your money. Heck of a deal. Jason in Michigan, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. How are you? He fell off. Well, darn, Jason, call back in. We'll talk with you here on the program. Yeah, just kind of hold there, because sometimes we'll be in the middle of something, and you want to finish that before you kind of go to the next thing. So just kind of hold on there, and we'll get to you. So if you like, just feel more than free to call in, or anybody can join us on the program at 800 313 9443. Glad everybody is there. You know, so yeah, I mean, so we were talking dollar in free fall. The economy is, I mean, they're still trying to tout this as being strong. You know, people are getting the idea that something's going on. This holiday season is not going to do well as far as shopping is concerned. Yeah, you had a lot of people out on Black Friday. But yeah, not as many as what you've seen in the past, because people just don't have money. I mean, it's $4 for a gallon of milk, $2 for the cheap loaf of bread. And the article I saw here, you know, said that, you know, if this retail season and the next one are bad, that the way our economy is driven because of the big, you know, spikes in holiday sales and that type of thing, it's totally going to change. I mean, the economy is going to be so much different, not to mention the fact that, you know, there's probably going to be a brand new currency because ours is going bye-bye. Yes.
Well, I was out on Black Friday.
Right.
And the 11-year-old and I got up at 3:30 and headed out. People weren't buying the expensive items. You had the 52-inch big screens that were on sale for $799 that they only had 10 of, and all 10 of those went quick. But the $500 and $600 computers,
right?
They didn't go.
No.
The more expensive stuff didn't go. But do you know what did go? The $10 set and spins.
Yeah.
The $10 little zebras that bounced up and down. The $10 and $15 items went. The $20 and $30 remote control Jeeps didn't sell.
Right.
But people were buying pajama sets at $14.98 a piece. They were buying the underwear that was on sale, the socks that were on sale, the jeans that were on sale more than they were the toys.
Right.
And yeah. The Barbies, the $5 little fantasy Barbies, which is like the in thing in Barbies this year, those went in 5 minutes. DVD players, we bought $75 Magnavox DVD players for $31. Those went crazy.
Yeah.
But the bigger stuff that wasn't that much of a bargain didn't sell.
Yeah.
I was totally amazed. And at that store that I went to, normally there would be 1,000 people there, right?
Right.
There were only maybe 300 of us. We were the first ones in the store at 4:15 in the morning, and the sale started at 5.
Wow.
The two of us were the first ones in.
No kidding.
Yeah. We, as a matter of fact, the manager unlocked the door for us.
Wow.
We were the first two in the store. And, you know, last year we were in Dallas on Black Friday.
Yeah.
It was a freaking madhouse. Right. This year, my sister said that last year we had to wait at Toys R Us 2 blocks away just to get into Toys R Us on foot.
Right.
The line was 2 blocks long. This year, my sister said she got there a quarter till they opened, and she was one of the first 50 people.
Man. Yeah, I mean, there's just no money. And
and that's the thing. People aren't buying a lot of toys.
No.
Even my parents that buy a lot of toys every year, they're buying the kids' clothes this year. I mean, people are getting a little more frugal, and they're getting a little more sound. Even us, our Christmas isn't going to be what it was.
No, we used to do like the huge toy grab, and that's changing.
Well, but what we've done this year that we've never done prior is we've been working on our food storage.
Right.
We've been working on our supplies. So we've taken that extra toy money, so to speak, and we've taken it, and now everybody in this house is thinking about supplies and stuff like that. I mean, even the 5-year-old adds to the supply cabinet, you know?
Right.
Granted, he's adding little toy cars that he can play with, but, you know, he's learning.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, that's what people are doing. I mean, you know, every time we go to the grocery store, I add $20 to our bill because I buy Band-Aids and you know, the extra stuff that we're going to need in the long run.
Right. And actually, you know, maybe extra packages of meat that store well for a long time. I mean, there's a lot of options out there. And that's what folks need to do is get ready.
And the thing is, you can stock up and you can store
All right, back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Is the number if you want to join us on the program tonight. And you were going to finish your thought.
I was.
Okay.
I was just going to say that preparing your family for whatever crisis comes up, whatever it is not expensive. You don't have to buy the freeze-dried foods, Mike. You don't have to do that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, there's so many different ways that you can do it.
We've done it cheaply.
Yeah.
And we've got six.
Right.
Plus my mother.
Yeah.
And so, you know, seven of us.
Right.
And, you know, you can buy the dollar cheese and crackers that are processed that have a four-year shelf life.
Right, and we found hams that have a long shelf life.
DAC hams.
Yeah, those kind of things. And
DAC hams have a five-year shelf life.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we found that was really cool is Starkist Tuna has come out with the little tuna packs
right.
that have the crackers, and it even has the mayonnaise in it.
Right.
The shelf life is 4 years, and they're a dollar. No. I mean, you can't beat that.
No.
I think I bought five cases of them, you know?
And that's some of the things we bought lots of tuna, those kind of things. I mean, because you make tuna casserole and that kind of stuff, and the kids will eat that every day.
Right.
And love the heck out of it. And, just other stuff that you can...
canned chicken. We did buy a lot of canned chicken, a lot of canned meats, a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of that stuff. And you just...
Peanut butter. Peanut butter shelf life is...
Yeah, you get a long time.
And we bought a lot of honey.
Yeah, and we're about to really get into the canning thing.
We are. Yeah. We are. And I'm learning how to do it.
Yeah.
And I want to do the meats, and I have a friend. Well, you know Cordy.
Right.
Cordy, every time Cordy makes stew, she makes extra.
Right.
And she cans her leftover. Mm. And then when she makes chicken and dumplings, she cans the leftover.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have to pressure cook anything with meat in it. But still, I would not think that it would be that hard, but just time-consuming, and you've got to pay attention.
Well, and it all goes back. You know, there's always an investment. You're either going to make the investment in money or time.
Right.
And so it's kind of an either or deal.
Well, and we've found cool stuff. I mean, all you've got to do is look on the web. We've got recipes on how to can butter.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love butter?
I do.
Man, you know, and it's not the margarine stuff. You got to use the real stuff, but it is so simple.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have a $50 machine to do it. You do it with jars.
Right.
And just a little bit of water. And, you know, I mean, everybody says, oh, I don't have the $1,000 a person or whatever it is to stock my family. You don't need that.
Yeah.
You've found, 10 pounds of beans for, $2?
Well, it was like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Picked it up, and I mean, just brought the bag home, and you seal it up. And
sure.
And then when you see another deal like that, you grab another one.
Right.
Or you grab more than one if you got a little extra money on you.
Right.
And just as you see the stuff, you know, you grab it, and you have to go in with it with a mind to be looking for those things.
You do, but one of the things that we focused on here, and I think it's maybe because we do a lot of culinary stuff, a lot of different kind of stuff, but herbs. We've focused a lot on flavoring
spices.
and spices, big
cans of spice and.
And the thing is, you don't have to buy it.
Right.
I mean,
you make your little herb garden right there in the window.
Well, not only that, but you adore lemon pepper.
Right.
It is so expensive.
Lemon zest and pepper is all you
lemon
need.
Lemon zest and pepper, and dry it in your oven, the lemon zest, and you're in business. In a $10 food processor, and you're rocking and rolling.
Yep, indeed you are. So,
Well, I'm going to let you get back to your news because I've derailed you.
No, you're not. No, because this is an important subject about people preparing. And we've got new people that come into this all the time are going, okay, you're telling me I need to prepare. Okay, what do I need to do? And you've got to go find the things you like to eat.
And that's the key right there. You need to... I was talking to Nancy Kornke Saturday.
Right.
And Nancy Kornke is Mark Kornke's wife. Mm-hmm. And she has a show called The Kitchen Militia.
Right.
And she said, write down everything your family uses, mm-hmm. down to the salt, the pepper, everything. That's what you buy.
Yeah.
That's what you stock up on. Because if you're just eating rice and beans 3 meals a day, no flavoring, no nothing, you're not going to eat. You're not going to stay healthy.
You're going to get sick.
And you're going to get sick and sick bad. And that's the other thing. You know, my mom's diabetic.
Right.
She has zero supply of her diabetic stuff.
Yeah, but if you'd keep away from the freaking candy, we wouldn't need it.
I know. She has zero supply of test strips. Right. I mean, this is important stuff.
Yeah, and just things that you have to sit and think about. Are there herbal remedies to that? I mean, there's just a lot of research that people need to do and think about and look at. And there's a ton of information out there on the web.
There is a ton of information on the web. And I have a dandy little book here that I ordered the other day. And that's the thing. You need the books. You need to know what's in your backyard.
Yeah, first aid. I mean, we were Yeah, rice and pasta too, Catherine was saying. Yeah, that's some of the stuff we pick up is rice, pasta. And the thing about pasta too, you know, hey, all you need is flour and water to make pasta.
That's it. And the thing is, in a crisis situation, I mean, we don't use white flour here anyhow. We use sweet flour
right. And
other stuff. But I found a lot of high protein flours that are even at, and I don't like to shop at Walmart, but the Walmart grocery store. I mean, they're commonplace now. And Mike, they're higher in fiber than white flour is.
Right, but so you can even like go down to a grain elevator and buy, maybe say, a bushel of grain. Or
and mill
like
your
that.
Own.
And mill your own. You can get a grinder for $50.
Well, no. They're cheaper on eBay. I was looking on eBay the other day for flour mills. And you can find the old-fashioned crank
right.
type flour mills for $25-$30.
Oh, no kidding.
Same way with a butter churn on eBay. I was looking. Now, they're a little more pricey because I guess they're a little harder to find. But they were like $40. And the other thing that I suggest, and Doug Owen gave us this idea from Blacklisted News, a Megger. It's Megger, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I keep getting outbid on my Megger. I've been trying to buy one for a month now. But what it is you want the crank kind, folks. You don't want the new kind that sticks into the electric outlet, but it's used by electricians.
It's a big circuit to, with, and
it's like fishing with
dynamite, folks.
Exactly. You can put it in the water and you can crank, and the fish are going to float up, and
right.
you don't need fish hooks. And yes, I understand that this is illegal. However,
hey.
In a time of crisis,
yep.
in a time of need, I don't think there's going to be a game warden checking to see if you're using a Megger. The other thing is you can hook it to a trap. You can utilize it in a lot of different ways.
Excuse me, did you electrocute that fish? No, I tasered it. There you go.
but you know, I mean, there's so much people can do. And even our kids are getting into their – we don't have our packs all the way built, but I was real proud. When we thought that there was a tornado, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Right.
You told us that there was – we were in tornadic conditions.
Right.
We were cocked, rocked, and ready to roll in 42 minutes.
Yeah, ready to go.
And these are handicapped kids, folks. I said, get bags, and they just boom, 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 boom. It was happening. And last year, it took us 3 hours to get ready.
Yeah. Mike in Kentucky, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
I was just going to suggest that instead of getting a wheat grinder, or if you have a lot of wheat, like that, you can sprout it, and it ends up being more nutritious. A lot of people are into that wheat grass, but you
yeah.
need a separate. You need a separate thing to juice the grass, but you can just
right.
you can eat that stuff, and it's supposed to be a lot more nutritious. Even grain that's, I guess, been irradiated or whatever, you can crack it open by soaking it. And it may not actually germinate, but it'll sprout open, and so you don't need to grind it and make flour.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just so many options that are available to people, and I know the wheatgrass. I think it germinates or starts growing like 3 or 4 days.
5 days.
5 days. Yeah, I mean that's just you know.
I just didn't know if I'd heard you mention that or not, because I heard you talking about going to a granary.
Yeah.
And buying grain that way. Of course, a lot of the Latter-day Saints or whatever into that sort of stuff, and a lot of them have big bags of wheat, and they don't even know how to use it.
Right.
I've talked to some people about that, and it's surprising they don't have they just have some bags of wheat stuck back, and they would have no clue. So you got to learn what you've got and how to use it. I was talking to some guy about, you got to be careful too that you don't end up with stuff that you can't use. Like you just have a can of something, and you after a couple of weeks, you know, you've used everything you can use, and then you've got stuff that you're stuck on. You know, you can't use something silly like a can of chocolate milk drink because you don't have any milk. You know.
Right.
So you got to you have to kind of think ahead of what am I going to use component-wise to build a meal out of this stuff, and what am I going to need, you know, ahead of time. That's the tough part, I think, about planning this. But you also have to consider that if your neighbors down the street aren't planning, or you got to have to be kind of shrewd, because if they know that you've got food,
exactly,
if they don't, you got to have some vitamin lead to protect your stash.
Here, have some turkey, boys. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, send these lead pellets right back your way.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
that's a very big key thing. That if you've got this stuff, you better be ready to defend it.
Well, because there's going to be a lot of folks that, you know, I've heard people talking about that too, and some people don't think that we can have another Great Depression, but it would be far worse, I think, than the so-called Great Depression was, because there were so many family farms and people that kept their own chickens and knew how to do that. I mean, that they could feed themselves, you know, and help each other out. But I don't know, man. I would the cities could very well just explode, and it would be pretty rough, I think, if we did have an uncontrolled crash. I don't think they're going to allow it to completely crash, though, because it would totally ruin the Chinese. I know don't want it to crash, because who are they going to sell all their trinkets to, you know? But they, you know, these people that want to engineer us into some sort of a third world status, I think believe that they can have a controlled a crash, if that's the way to put it. I mean, a slow spiral down to where we're on par with the peso. We're already below I told somebody that the other day in an auto parts store, and they said, "What? The loonie is worth more than the dollar?" And they had never heard it. They act like they didn't believe me. And I said, "Yeah, the Canadian dollar has actually went above the dollar in value." And they want, the idea is to get us on par with or closer, I guess, to the Mexican peso. The peso used to be what, worth less than 3 or 4 cents?
Yeah.
What's it worth now? 15 cents?
I know it's risen in value a lot. And and the thing with Canada, I mean, I don't know what it's worth, but I know in Canada, there's concern there. Because so much of what products they do make there are exports, and those exports come to the United States.
Yep.
And with their dollar being more than ours, that's going to cut down the number of exports that they have, which means they're going to start laying off people. And the very thing that's happening here is going to happen there, except they're going to have a strong currency.
So, yeah, they can buy some more euros, maybe.
Right.
Goods from Europe and other places may be a little cheaper for them, and goods from America may be a little cheaper for Canadians. But yeah, if they can't sell us their stuff, and their stuff's going to be more expensive, then that's really going to upset that apple cart quite a bit.
Right, and then you've got the Chinese now, who've got they're taking their foreign exchange holdings, like the $1 trillion they've got of our dollars, and they're starting to invest it in other countries, like in Japan. So they'll take those investments there, and as those investments lose money, guess what? The Japanese economy starts to unravel as well.
Well, you know, the other side of this that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, I see news every day. I mean, people don't necessarily see the same news because of the sources that they get, but there's all kinds of news about shaky markets here and there, but nobody talks about the frog choking the duck that's trying to swallow it. We elements of our government, you know, they talk about that, and I think it was also in the news like last year that, oh my goodness, the Chinese have increased their military spending by $1 billion. That's pretty relative, because we can't even find like over $2.4 trillion. That's 2,400 times the amount that they, they increased their military spending by $1 billion. We can't find 2,400 times that at the Pentagon. I mean, it's right. Not properly accounted for. By the last time we heard about it, which was on September the 10th, 2001, when Don Rumsfeld said, oh, we need some more better computers. And so when you look at that, you know, they've got, $1 point something trillion in foreign reserve holdings, and 80% of those were in dollars. But how much investment through these foreign investment insurance schemes have United States corporations and the governmental, what do they call it, institutional funds
right.
that are elements of government have invested in China? It's probably in the dozens of trillions.
Oh, yeah. Go to a website, Mike, called globalfirepower.com, and do a comparison between the two countries, China and the United States. And they go from a military aspect, but just look at the gold reserves, labor force, all of that, and you will be astounded. I mean, astounded at the difference it's created and the waste that we've got here. I appreciate the call. A final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All the times have come
was doing some research on the activities of the Chinese here as of late, and I did some cursory research last night and this morning. They are signing deals, especially energy deals, with a number of countries, including Canada, to develop their oil sands and also to mine uranium. They're also looking at mining minerals and metals in Saudi Arabia, signed a deal there. They're literally signing deals everywhere. We've got the, it looks like the injection of the Chinese auto industry will be coming into the U.S. soon. They're going to be building plants in Mexico. These folks have been very, very busy, very, very quiet, but busy. And now they're here, and they're a force that definitely has to be reckoned with. This Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is the Soviet, Russia, China, I think Uzbekistan, a couple, three other countries that have you know, bonded together kind of as a an answer to NATO. And they are even looking at inviting countries like India. They're talking to Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, you know, and dealing a lot with Saudi Arabia. And matter of fact, a few years ago, Saudi Arabia cut oil production to us so they could increase oil production to the Chinese. So these are people that we certainly have to watch, but it's all part and parcel of the fact that we have been sold out. And the very reason we've got poisoned turkeys in this country is because we've been sold out. And that's the key thing. The way to fix this is to put good, honest people back in office that are there to serve their country and not there for a career. You know, being in politics and being in Congress or being president is not a career move. You're supposed to be there to serve your country, not to spin it so you can get reelected and keep the job so when you get out you make millions with your book and your little library. And this is what this has become, where politics has become its own business, its own career path. You know, you've got people getting degrees in political science and government and school. Who in the heck would have ever thought that you would need that kind of stuff? We don't need those type of careers, because in the end, they damage the country and they hurt the people, which is exactly what they've done. And they've sold out to lobbyists, people like AIPAC and whatever group of folks coming down the pike. I mean, shoot, Trent Lott is resigning his Senate seat, I think, by the end of the year, so that he can get in and beat a piece of legislation that would change the way lobbyists and former senators can and congressmen can lobby Congress, because he wants to make the big bucks. And these are the type of people that we're dealing with. They don't give a rat's butt about their country or even the district that they come from. They're up there for the power, the prestige, the recognition, and in the end, it's all about the Benjamins. And this is sad, and this is where we are. And I tell you, we have to send all these people home. I mean, we can elect Ron Paul and have him just sit and fuss and fight with the same Congress. That's not going to accomplish anything. If we want to change things, we need to elect Ron Paul and send every incumbent home. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. God bless. We will see you tomorrow night here, 11 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night, everybody. With